The number of methamphetamine or meth overdoses tripled in the U.S. between 2015 and 2019. Researchers estimate close to 1 million Americans are addicted to the drug. So it's not surprising that doctors are excited about a promising new treatment that's already being called a game changer. One of the doctors using the new treatment as part of a study is Dr. Thomas Roby. He's an emergency doctor at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett, Washington, one of only four sites using monoclonal antibodies to fight addiction. Yes, those monoclonal antibodies, the ones you've heard about as a COVID treatment. Dr. Roby, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, in this clinical trial that you're helping to run, patients who come in who are high on meth are being injected with these monoclonal antibodies, which most people now associate with COVID-19 treatment. Tell us exactly what they are.
Well, these antibodies are biological molecules similar to what we use to treat COVID, but instead of being specific for the virus, these are specific for amphetamine molecules. So effectively, these antibodies in the blood can cling to the amphetamine and move it from the brain, where it's active, to the liver and kidney, where the body can get rid of it.
Hmm. So it's an antibody that's very specific to amphetamine. It's like an antidote almost.
Yeah, actually, it's much more similar to the antidote we use for snake bites. So these antibodies have been designed to bind to the amphetamine molecules, including methamphetamine, so that the effect can be lessened.
And what's interesting is these monoclonal antibodies begin working almost immediately, right, and continue working up to a month. They have a long-lasting impact.
That's true. So this particular study is testing whether the antibodies can help in the emergency setting when folks come in very negatively affected by the meth. And as you mentioned, the half-life is 19 days, which means we have anywhere between 3 and 6 weeks for this treatment to work. But I see the effects in the first several minutes after giving the drug. I'd say within 30 minutes, patients feel effects.
That's remarkable. An impact within 30 minutes. So let me back up a minute. What happens right now when a patient comes in high on meth and there are no monoclonal antibodies? How do you treat them currently?
If they're a danger to themselves or to other folks, we will give some sedating medications to kind of calm them down or chill them out and keep them safe until we can figure out if there's any other medical issues at play or mental health issues at play. But for a lot of folks who come into the emergency department high on meth, there's not a lot we can do. There's not a lot of treatment options. And that is just not very satisfying to docs and other providers who are taking care of these folks. I was skeptical that this would work, but I was very interested in being a part of this because so many of my patients suffer from methamphetamine dependence and the negative effects from meth use.
Doctor, can you describe exactly what you see when you give the monoclonal antibodies? What actually happens within that half hour?
So the folks who were enrolling in this study are suffering from some of the negative effects of methamphetamine use, like paranoia or moderate agitation or hallucinations. And what I see after they get this agent is within half an hour or an hour, they're finally able to rest. They're able to have a conversation about next steps and aren't fixated on something that is not quite sensical. And that's what I'm seeing when we give this agent in the emergency department.
And previously, that would have taken hours, maybe days?
So previously, we would give some of these other agents, like benzodiazepine or an antipsychotic, which would cause the patient to fall asleep and suffer from what we call a meth crash for hours, if not a day, and would be mostly non-communicative for that time. And so we are aiming for something that's going to help folks feel better, but not snow them over and over-sedate them, which is what some of those other agents do when we give them.
So you see the impact within 30 minutes. It continues working for up to a month. Beyond what's happening in the ER, It's important to recognize what happens in the weeks after those antibodies are working, when the patient is not high on meth, right? Talk about the life improvements that you're seeing with this treatment.
So this is a study that is meant to test whether this agent helps in the ER. But we follow them out to 30 days after administration. And when I see these participants come back a month later, it's like night and day. They're coming in with a family member or a friend or a partner who's supporting them. So many have gotten IDs. A few have gotten jobs. Some got housing vouchers and actually were now housed when they were underhoused beforehand. And that's the part of this that's game-changing, as you say. You know, it's one little thing that can maybe help all of the social challenges that these patients are suffering. And that's what I'm seeing from this arm of the study.
Let's talk a little about how the study is being conducted. It's being overseen by a colleague of yours in Arkansas named Dr. Brooks Gentry, who has a grant from the National Institute of Drug Abuse. Initially, he was studying treatments for PCP addiction. Why the switch to meth?
Dr. Gentry and his colleagues were troubled by the rapidly spreading meth crisis back in the late 90s and early 2000s and saw the social impact that this drug was having on our communities. And so I think that's why they switched. And I'm glad they did, because out here in Everett, just about anyone who uses drugs also uses meth.
Doctor, is it true that you cannot get high during the period under which you are being treated with the monoclonal antibodies?
Well, that's one of the things we're trying to test. We know that the monoclonal antibody helps reduce the effect of methamphetamine, both in terms of the high and the negative effects. But what we don't know is if you have the antibodies in your system and you use meth, how much does that change the effect? And the folks in Arkansas have tested this in volunteers previously, and they found that it does block the effect to an extent. But we've never really tested this in folks walking in to the emergency department who are maybe out living on the street and in a less controlled environment.
Right now, about 40 patients will be enrolled in this study around the country. How were sites chosen and why such a small sample when the results seem to be so promising?
So this is an FDA phase 2A trial, which means that we're getting very specific kind of data to guarantee the safety and efficacy of this drug. The effects that I'm seeing are the kind of things that we'd want to monitor in the next phase of the FDA trials. But the differences between the control and the experimental group are so significant that I can't help but be excited about how this is going to unfold.
And some of the things you're seeing are?
I see folks able to make plans. I see folks applying for and even getting housing in that month. I see folks coming back, having followed up on some of their other addictions. It's so heartening to finally have something that might just help people who are ready to give this drug up.
So what happens next, Doctor? We know that with COVID-19 treatments, the FDA granted emergency use authorization when promising results meant people could actually benefit before official authorization. What has to happen before this could become part of the standard of care?
So this treatment does not have an emergency use authorization and is going through the standard approval process. This means that we may have 4 to 6 years before this agent is available in clinics or in the emergency department.
4 to 6 years. That's a long time for people who need this now.
That's a very long time. And this is something that the inventors of this agent have been working on for decades. And I'm really excited that we might have something by the end of this decade that could really transform my patients' lives and hopefully make a dent in this epidemic.
That's Dr. Thomas Roby. He's an emergency physician at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett, Washington, and he's running a clinical trial on the use of monoclonal antibodies to treat meth addiction. Doctor, thank you for your important work and for sharing it with us today.
Well, it was my pleasure.